Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Chris Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
Bet MGM ambassador. The sportsbook born in Vegas.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith, the head to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And joining us now is BetMGM ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. And the Score hotline brought to you by Aturo is where Chris joins us. Your all-weather tire, aturo.car.com. Excuse me. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm cold. How are you guys?
Yeah, man, I tell you.
Same.
We're hoping our hearts warm up when we get to see Ben Johnson as the new Bears head coach. I'm just curious. I don't know what number is. You must have had, I don't know, half a million different head coaches over the course of your storied career. How long does it take for the player-coach relationship to really take off? Can it be an immediate thing? Does it take a long time? Have there been different lengths of time in terms of learning curve between player and coach for you?
I mean, it's different lengths of time, but every coach is different for the most part. And the relationships, you know, some coaches had great relationships with the players, others not, you know, the communication lines weren't open. So it just depends on the coach. But obviously they got Johnson here for his offense. So that was the Bears' biggest issue, trying to help out Williams and get the offense going. So, it seems like more and more coaches have better. The door's open for you as far as your opinions, and they want some input. They might not listen to you all the time, but at least they're willing to listen to you, whereas coaches 25, 30 years ago is their way or the highway. So it just remains to be seen.
Chelly, got to ask you about the Hawks. Tough loss the other night to the Hurricanes in overtime. Seth Jones over the weekend was limited in terms of his ice time, lowest numbers yet as a Hawk. Came back, played pretty well the other night. What's the future hold for Seth Jones?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the biggest thing is his contract. Stan Bowman signed him to that deal, and he makes a lot of money. He struggled last week. He had that tough game. But he bounced back pretty good. You know, did a little more physical, added a goal and two assists the game against Vegas. And then last night they had a 2-0 lead. He's definitely a very skilled, got great size. Again, I've mentioned it earlier in our shows that to play defense, sometimes if you try and do too much, you get yourself in trouble. I think, you know, he's trying to take the load off the team and put it on his shoulders, but you can't do that. You got to play within the system, and if you're a defenseman and you try and do too much offensively, you tend to, you know, get yourself and your team in trouble. So as the team improves, I think he'll settle in. He's got a great partner in Martinez to support him and back him up, but again, with his size, it goes for everybody. If you notice the last two games, Vegas, Carolina, I feel that they played more physical. They added some size with Doc. McCaleb's got good size. He's another kid that came in this year. We were just too easy to play against, so I think they realize that. They're just going to have to play more physical, and guys like Vlasic and Krejci, and they've just got, and Jones, they've all got good size, these guys. They got to be tougher to play against.
Chris, we talked to you last week. You were out in L.A. You're obviously cold now, so that means you're back in Chicago. How did things go in Los Angeles? What is it like in the aftermath of those wildfires? And they're still going on. Some of them are still going on.
Yeah, I'm watching it again. And now it seems to have started in San Diego. But again, this was such a tragedy. Yeah. Before it's gone through the canyons and not as many homes. But to take out a whole neighborhood in the Palisades like it did, it's pretty. And then actually to know a handful of guys, 10 to 15 people, friends that lost their houses. They're, you know, staying with friends and just scrambling, trying to, you know, get somewhere to stay. Thank God they don't have our weather. It makes it a little better so they're not freezing outside. But, yeah, and again, my trip was basically preventative, you know, getting pumps and hoses and preparing for the next disaster, because it always seems like whether it's going to be rain or the waves or a fire, it's just that's what you have to deal with out there in California.
Hope for the best, Chelly. Thanks for your time. Yeah. Have a good week.
Thank you, too, you guys.
That is Chris Chelios, BetMGM ambassador. Good man all the way around.
Yeah, he was helping people out in California. Right. His house was preserved, thankfully. Just you can't really relate to what it is to go through something like that until you're actually experiencing it. And thank God we're not dealing with that here. It's we're dealing with different. It's cold. It's uncomfortable. But to deal with that kind of tragedy up close and personal, difficult. And I give him a lot of credit for, you know, his home is out there. He went out preventative, he said. But I know, right. I know that he helped a lot of people, his neighbors and everything, kind of deal with the reality.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a Chicago guy, you know, salt of the earth people. I don't know what that's like. We saw so many of those, like the whole neighborhood burnt down. You know, whatever your grocery store is, your school, your church. I mean, it was just extraordinary.
Your stores, you have 3 minutes to get out.
Wow.
You have 3 minutes to get out. Wow. And you grab what you can. It's just, it's crazy to think that.
Yeah.
It could happen, and these people are going through that, and just your heart goes out to everybody out there.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to continue with Stacy Dales. We'll talk about the Bears and the new head coach and all the rest.
She knows Ben Johnson.
She knows Ben.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to find out more about him today. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.